Oh no, Clippy, yep. It appears that you've frozen. Would you like help unfreezing? And welcome to the Half in the Bag Disc Golf Podcast again. My name is RJ, and today I am drinking from my wonderful Jim Beam tumbler. I am drinking their unfinished product, aka water.
Nice.
But joining me today is a man who I assume is drinking something a little bit harder than my water, or what he may call Keystone Light Jr., Joe, how are you doing today, and what are you drinking?
I'm having a Sexton.
Buddy, Irish this is whiskey. A family-friendly show.
Irish whiskey. It is the Sexton single malt Irish whiskey. Ooh. Very delicious. Aged in old oak barrels. Words are hard.
Good thing we don't have to do a podcast.
Yeah, I know. That had Spanish sherry in them, and it is imported from the land of my forefathers, although I have one father, Ireland.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So many dad jokes that just happened there.
I gotta get them in, man. Like, it's you know.
Yes.
It's so much.
You know, well, it is, but hey.
Also joining us today is a man who would like Clippy's help with making sure that his computer continues to run. It's Ian. Ian, how are you doing? What are you drinking? And
why are you the reason he said again during the announcements?
I am drinking some real hard ice-cold water.
Nice.
It's been a nice weekend, and I think my computer might just want a little some. I'm just going to go ahead and give it a sip, and we'll see if that helps.
Oh, yeah. It's thirsty.
Yeah.
It is thirsty.
Water. It's what computers crave.
Those CPUs tend to run a little hot, and water cooling, I hear, is really good at keeping them under control.
Yes. Yes.
I would assume ice baths are the best way.
Yes. You know, one glass of water and your computer will never overheat again.
But also,
welcome to Linus Tech Tips.
But also, your house might burn down, so good luck. Godspeed.
Time to test that surge protector and see how that went.
Yes. Hey, just remember. Teach a man how to build a fire. He'll be warm for the day. Light a man on fire, he'll be warm for the rest of his life.
There you go.
Clippy would like to know, do you need help with your silly adages?
Yes. It's all around me. What? The squirrels, they think I'm nuts.
Oh man. That is like one of the Leslie Nielsen Naked Gun lines right there.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
There are a couple I can think of, but I don't want to say on this podcast right now.
Yes. All right. Well, before we dive into our actual topic today and get too far off the rails again, let's go ahead and talk about our sponsor, joesdiscgolf.com. where you can get all of your news and updates about the latest happenings in the disc golf world. You can also find the latest podcasts there or on Joe's YouTube channel, youtube.com/JoesDiscGolf. Again, you can find this, the Half in the Bag Disc Golf podcast, on that YouTube channel. And you can also check out the Joe's Disc Golf shop through joesdiscgolf.com. Joe, from joesdiscgolf.com, have I filled our contractual obligations to joesdiscgolf.com?
Oh, more than enough. The website is... I'm going to have a drink now.
All right. So
I'm pretty sure you just destroyed his SEO because you've repeated it too many times. And so at this point, Google's like, it's spam.
Yep. And I downloaded and installed AutoGPT. I'm just going to let that run the website and see what happens. What could go wrong?
Oh, man. So let's talk about our topic today, which is we are making a disc golf company.
Each of our own.
Yes, each of our own. And we're going to share what we've decided to name these companies. We're going to share some plastics.
It's going
to
be good.
And, you know, of course, some discs.
I've got a whole pitch set up here. I've got plastics. I've got discs. I've got our tagline. And I have a legit marketing pitch based on all of the information I gave it from ChatGPT. So I haven't actually read it. I can't wait to read it.
I think he goes first.
Well, so let's...
You pointed to RJ.
before we do that, we are also going to then go through and draft...
Macarena? This has been great for all of you audio people. There, here, I'll help you out with a little cue.
Yeah. But before we do that, we are going to then also do a... We're going to recruit some disc golfers to come and participate.
Oh yes.
In, you know, being our pros. So for that, Ian, I'm going to give you the choice. I have here four slips of paper, one that's black, one that's white, one that's in my right hand, and one that's in my left hand. On it, it's numbered 1 through 4. I'm going to go ahead and give you first choice. Would you like the black slip, the white slip, the right slip, or the left slip?
For clarity, white.
White
listeners,
me, baby.
White.
I'm gonna go white.
We are having auto draft as well.
Yes.
So whoever whatever number isn't picked.
You will be number 2.
Ooh. Ooh, thank
on my
you,
screen,
Mike.
That looks like a 5.
Kind of looked like a little duck.
Or an S or something. I don't know.
Quack, quack.
Joe, I now turn to you, and I'm going to give you the choice. Would you like the black slip, the left slip, or the right slip?
Oh, let's go right.
Right. All right.
Joe. He's all right now, just like Buster.
You get the first pick of the draft.
Yeah.
First pick of the draft? I don't know.
Whee.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead, and because I decided to draw on it with Sharpie, I'm going to take the black slip, so I go last.
Okay.
So, Ian, you get bookended by Joe and the auto draft.
Nice. Just how he likes it.
Yes. Yeah. So
we will name Joe, the auto draft Clippy.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
Joe,
Clippy company.
Ian, Clippy, and RJ. We are doing the snake style draft.
Okay. I was about to ask.
So, Joe, you and I get back-to-back picks. We'll have to make sure that we use them well.
Yeah.
I'm going to be so boned. Nice.
Yes.
Okay. So, Joe, since you're first on the clock, why don't you go ahead and tell us about your disc
All
golf
right.
company?
So I had to think of something that was disc golf. What could be more disc golf than trees? And I'm not going with Treesus, although could be the mascot. I'm going and naming my company Trunk Thumper Discs. Our tagline, don't drink any water, hit harder, thump harder, and experience the ultimate thump with Trunk Thumper Discs. I didn't need you to destroy your computer completely. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that that's a nice long name. Because
yes.
I'm using, to write this down, I'm using a notepad that we got from a politician that was coming around campaigning.
Nice.
And Thumper and Discs currently cover his name.
Yes.
So, nice. You know.
Yes, awesome. Perfect. Do I need to go into any of the plastics or any specifics, or are we just going to kind of weave that in?
We'll weave that in.
Okay.
So, Ian, since you're up next, I want to hear what disc company are you pitching us on today?
Well,
you have to follow that.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta follow that. Oh, here, crap.
Here's all I was thinking of. Is like, what are you gonna pitch next? I was waiting for Ian to say a tent.
That would have been much wittier, but unfortunately,
tent discs.
Oh, no.
I'd like to think that their putter is the purpose for all intents and purposes.
Yes.
Oh, dear goodness. No,
he is now renaming his entire idea.
He's doing this on the fly.
This is everything I had planned is terrible. I'm just going to quit now. Was going to go with the brand name of Tenacious Discs. Legally nice. Distinct is the tagline.
Nice. I can't wait to hear about the history.
I was like, I did not have an elevator pitch planned. Just Tenacious Discs, Legally Distinct.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have all gone in very separate ways. Clippy, I assume, is going to be, so you'd like some, or Clippy Discs, I assume, is what we're calling his.
Yeah. I'd say so.
And I assume that his tagline is, would you like help being a better disc golfer?
Ooh, I was thinking about, would you like help hitting that gap? Yes. Either or is good.
Yes. For all those of you that were not a part of the Clippy era, this probably makes no sense.
Google it.
Yeah, just Google it.
Yes.
Clippy. I have gone for a sustainable disc golf company, Wild Discs.
Okay.
We're gonna be a sustainable company, and we're gonna focus on conservation efforts. So, you know,
making the fairways harder by planting trees. Good. Thanks. Jerk.
No, making the fairways harder by putting more animals out there. Because, you know, everyone wants to hit a birdie.
Oh. Are you sure you're not a dad yet?
Not to the best of my knowledge.
I am not worthy in this particular conversation. Dear God. I chose poorly somehow. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll be mildly entered. Nope. Incorrect.
Nope. All right.
Balls to the walls, man. I think you can, you know Tenacious D well enough. I think you can come up with some stuff. Potentially a tribute to the greatest disc in the world, but.
Hey, don't ruin my stuff, man.
I'll shut up.
So let's talk discs here. I know we were each planning on probably releasing a couple different discs.
Oh, yeah.
Me, I went with 4, 5, 6. I've got 7 discs here.
I've got 12.
Oh, holy crap.
I've got an overstable, neutral, and understable disc for putters, mids, fairways, and distance drivers.
All right. Well, I'll really quickly run through mine. Real quick. So, me, I've got a high-speed driver, and, you know, when you want speed, there's only one way to go. You gotta go with the Cheetah.
Nice. Innova might have something to say about that, but...
Hey, you know, we're gonna go ahead and
Yes, but we'll see if they have a copy written yet.
Well, but his is spelled Cheetah. So it's
cheetah.
Fine. It's the cheetah.
Yeah, obviously.
Yes, I like it.
For a distance driver, I want something that's going to fly a long way, like a certain butterfly that likes to migrate long distances. The Monarch.
Nice.
Also might be already taken. Whatever. Doesn't
Maybe?
Matter.
Maybe?
Only if you're going to use the Venture Brothers character as the stamp. That might get you to some sticky.
Yes, I forgot about the Monarch.
Oh, man. So for my fairway driver, I want something that's going to have a nice, smooth flight with a lot of glide.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go with the Eagle.
Nice.
Because who doesn't want to throw an Eagle in for Eagle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously.
Will it be using a outline of two men wearing medical scrubs, one of them on the shoulders of the other, just...
Oh, no! I hadn't even thought about that. Oh, man.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it will now.
Yes.
For my overstable mid, I wanted something that was nice, beefy, and powerful. So I decided to go with the old river horse, the hippo.
Nice.
Yes. Yes.
Please let the stamp just be a horse in the river.
That will be the special edition. So for my kind of point and shoot mid-range, I'm going with my favorite, an elephant. Just the elephant.
Yep.
For my approach disc, I want something slow, steady, reliable. Got to go with the tortoise.
Nice, nice.
Yep. And then for my putter, I want something that really grabs onto the chains and doesn't let go. So I'm going with the Anaconda.
Nice.
Because my Anaconda don't want none.
You beat me to it.
Oh,
boy.
So those are my discs.
Nice.
For Clippy, I assume that he's got the Clippy Junior, and the Clippy Super Junior.
The son of a bitch, go away. No, I don't need help.
Solitaire. He's got Solitaire, Free Cell.
Minesweeper.
Minesweeper.
Word.
The Excel. Pinball game, Space Pinball.
Yes, that was a fun game. I lost many hours to that in school.
And also the best disc in his lineup, MS Golf.
Oh, man. All right, Ian, tell me about your discs.
Oh, God, this is going to be so much more disappointing because I didn't really actually like think about what the discs were specifically going to be for. I was just trying to like come up with decent names, or at least decent references, and now I'm questioning everything.
Yes.
You'll make up for it by having a good disc golf lineup, though.
Yes.
So I figured that I would have the schnitzel.
Nice.
For those times that you just need to use some karate action instead of throwing your disc.
Don't eat my schnitzel.
Yeah. God, this is... so then we had the next disc, we had Inward Singing, which I did think would be the putter.
Okay.
Because you have to focus inward to really... Yes. Really sink that putt, and you'll just keep the putting going all the whole time. My notes got a little bit garbled because I had written them and now my computer froze. Like they're in a weird save state where I didn't have everything written out. So sorry, I'm going back to what jokes did I make right before my computer died?
Any musical instruments, say like a flute or a trombone.
No. There was, however, the Papagenu, because Sasquatch is my daddy. He's gonna protect me.
Oh man, that's a song I haven't heard in a long time.
I was just also thinking of things that would have like ridiculous stamps to go along with them.
Oh yes.
Yeah. Fair enough.
There would be the Dawn of the D, since
I have that T-shirt.
And then the roadie.
Nice.
I feel like that has to be an understable fairway driver. Something that you can get a real good roller with.
Well, yeah.
Brody's are understable.
I figured the tagline for that one would be your fucking sweat will save the day.
Nice.
Come
on, man.
I'm sorry. I'm going back to all these jokes that were written, and then my computer died, and Word did not save them.
Dude, do you have to turn on autosave?
Well, yeah. I derped on that pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't actually saved the document yet, because it was just on my PC, and then Bean came home, and then I was doing Bean things, and I just never saved it, because I'm good doing good things.
Yep.
Let's see, I got that. Come back to me.
Okay.
All right. So, all right.
Off air, you asked me why I covered junior high softball.
Yes.
The reason is I had 3 hours of time to think, because it's junior high softball, so I have 12 discs. I'll start with the distance drivers. First, you know, you've got your understable distance driver, something you can get up, hyzer flip. It is named after the best company in the world, Trunk Thumper. So this distance driver is the ultimate choice for maximum thumping power and hard finishes, allowing you to drive with authority and make long, accurate shots. Our neutral one is the Woodland Warrior. This distance driver offers a smooth, stable flight path with a subtle fade, allowing you to control your drives and maintain accuracy at long distances. And finally, the overstable, the Branch Bender. This distance driver provides a subtle turn and gentle fade, allowing you to finesse your way around obstacles and making precise shots at long distances. We have the overstable fairway driver, the Chop Shop, designed for maximum power and hard finishes, perfect for navigating those fairways and getting out of tough spots. The Thump Master is the neutral driver. It offers a smooth, stable flight path and subtle fade. And the Foliage Flyer is your understable distance driver. Subtle turn, gentle fade. You know, I kind of copied and pasted some stuff here.
Yeah,
I had 3 hours, but God, you know, after a while, I was like, yeah, this is...
Yeah, yeah, there's only so much that you can,
Yeah, so for the understable mid-range, we have the Leaf Lifter. It's a great, easy, effortless approach shots with your mid-range.
Okay.
You have the going off of the taking a step down, because we're in the mid-range, we have the Woodland Wonder. That's a nice, straight, neutral... And finally, the Branch Breaker is your overstable mid-range, which I just wrote is the Justice.
Fair enough.
Just straight up, just don't confuse it. It's just the Justice.
It's the Justice. It's Trunk Thumper's Justice. Let's be honest here. For putters, we have the overstable Chopper, or Choppa. It has a reliable finish with a hard fade. The neutral is the Woodsman. It's a nice straight flight path. And our understable, probably one of the weirdest names I've had, is the Twig Toss. Not the Twig Tosser, the Twig Toss. Let's get that straight. I saw where your mind was going.
There's a 90s song about detachable twigs. Don't you worry.
Yep. So those are the putters. Probably would use the Woodsman because it is most, in my mind, most similar to the Judge.
Is it a nice woody disc?
It's a woody. It's
not tinny.
Yes, gone.
Oh man. Carry so, Joe.
Yes.
Is it safe to assume that instead of plastics, you have wood types?
Sort of. I mean, they're all plastic types here.
Tell me about them.
All right, so I got my base plastic, the Limb Lopper plastic. For those who dare to dream big and thump hard. Crafted with a keen eye for detail and powerful thumping energy, this plastic is the perfect tool for cutting through even the toughest branches and obstacles on the course. With a limb lopper plastic in hand, you'll be unstoppable. A true thumping force to be reckoned with. All right. Nice. Then we have our Thumpzilla plastic. That is the equivalent of, I want to say like a, well, the limb lopper was like the baseline. This is the like blend, like a fusion. Or yeah, fusion champion, blend. Kind of stuff. Behold the Thumpzilla plastic, a disc so massive and powerful that it can thump entire forests in a single toss. Crafted from the strongest materials known to man, this plastic is the ultimate choice for those who demand maximum thumpability and distance. With the Thumpzilla plastic in your arsenal, you'll become the true thump master, feared and respected by all who witness your thumping prowess. I almost got through it.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
The next is your Lucid or whatever, the clear premium plastic. Yep. It is Thump-O-Matic plastic. The Thump-O-Matic plastic is a marvel of modern technology, a disc crafted with the sole purpose of delivering maximum thumping power to players of all skill levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a novice just starting out, Thump-O-Matic plastic will help you hit harder, thump harder, and take your game to new heights. And last but not least, the Supreme and Grand is what Dynamic and Latitude are calling it. Everybody else is probably going to play catch-up and get to something similar. Is the Thumpmaster Pro plastic. The plastic is professional grade for those who demand the utmost thumpability. Crafted with the finest materials and imbued with a subtle yet powerful thumping energy, the Thumpmaster Pro plastic is perfect for players looking to dominate the course and leave their competition in awe. Trunk Thumper Discs.
Awesome.
Nice.
Awesome.
Like I said, I got paid to do this. Junior high softball.
Ian, would you like to tell us about Tenacious Discs Plastics?
Oh, hell yeah. Because this is the one thing that, like, I did get saved.
Nice.
So, our lineup of plastics. Now, competition usually starts with your intro plastics and goes up. No. Let me tell you about our top-of-the-line plastics. This is the plastics of Destiny.
Yes. Yes.
Not only have we struck a deal with the devil, but he is also paying our rent. And we are passing on the savings to you for a professional grade plastic at a fraction of the cost. Now,
oh man. If did you're you like, get a notary for this at all or no? Oh, there's a lot of references right there that I don't know how many people will get.
I know. It's a really niche set of jokes, but man, when I had all my crap written down, like it was good. I'm very disappointed in my derping this afternoon with the actual discs. But anyway,
yeah, it happens.
So So for those of you who don't necessarily want their souls to potentially be caught up in a legal struggle with the company and the devil, we do have our medium line of plastics tribute. It is not the best plastic in the world, but it is a tribute to the best plastic in the world. Giving you a all nice right. blend... giving you a nice blended compromise between flexibility and grip feel. It'll have you wishing that you had experienced the best plastic in the world, but that's just a matter of opinion.
Oh, man.
And then for those of you who are trying to get into the sport or have gotten to the point in their life where they're just looking for something that's okay, doing fine, we have The 39 series plastic.
I don't get that one.
So let me paint you a picture.
You got your flip-flops off?
You're 42. You're in your underwear, and she's coming over. But it's okay. Because she's 39.
But she still looks fine.
And she still looks fine.
Oh, sheesh.
This plastic looks good, but is rugged. And has seen some stuff already. It's pre-broken in. You can get it in beginner sets of three. It's the best deal that we've got. Tenacious Discs. We'll take you places.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yep.
Yeah, no, some pretty niche Tenacious D references, mainly on the 39.
That one I didn't get. The others I've heard before.
But it's the last
Metalocalypse reference was kind of woof. Yeah.
The last track on the Rise of the Phoenix album.
Yep.
And all right. It's a hilarious and actual love song.
Yeah.
Like in terms of what Tenacious D, you know, as their comedy writes. But yeah.
Okay. So for Wild Discs, my plastics, I'm going to start off with my top end plastic too.
Wait, we forgot about Clippy's plastics. I figured it would be the Word, the PowerPoint, and Excel.
Well, yeah, of course. I thought those were given. So anyway.
Sorry.
Oh, I just thought of a new one.
And Encarta 95.
With that weird maze game that if you could find it, that was fun.
Oh, it was the best game. Anyway,
it really was. Sorry.
Sorry. Wild Discs. Right. Go on.
All right. Wild Discs that just came out with a new plastic too.
Okay.
While we were having this discussion. So my equivalent of Supreme or whatever you want to call it is going to be Tortoise Shell.
Okay.
And it's going to roughly be patterned after the radiated tortoise shell, which I just sent you guys a picture of.
I was wondering what those noises were.
Yeah, it scared the hell out of me. I was like, oh, God, my computer's just... Oh, no, it's just a picture.
Yeah, I was wondering what happened here. Nice.
Yes, yeah. Nice. Yeah. So, you know, that's going to be my, you know, nice, smooth, you know, that type of thing. Uh-oh, I've lost the... anyway, no, darn it. Okay, I'll come back to that. So my next one, my lucid, my clear plastic. Well, since it's clear, that means it's gotta be camouflage. What better camouflage than some tire stripe plastic?
Nice.
Hell yes.
My blend, nice, opaque. So we're gonna call it ivory plastic.
All right. Not just, legal just in as, most countries, but hey, it's fine.
You know, just to clarify, not real ivory. my equivalent of air plastic, so my lightweight plastic, is going to be called feather plastic.
Okay.
Of course it is.
Yeah, makes sense.
My base plastic is going to be recycled plastic. It's going to be the conservation plastic.
Nice.
Yeah. And then my soft plastic for my putters is going to be called fur. Because, of course.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And all my minis are going to be printed in multi-poo plastic, because that's what my dog is, and she's tiny. And
nice.
Got to have a little reference to her.
Nice.
So,
I did think of, a disc and a plastic for you that I'm surprised you didn't do anything with this. One is the salmon. Probably a fairway driver, strong, you know, overstable probably.
Yeah.
And another plastic called caught. So you could have the wild caught salmon.
Oh, nice. Man. Solid.
I thought of that about halfway through. I was like, oh, man, that was a good one.
That is a good one.
Do the same with farm and raised.
Yes.
All right.
This one's 100% beef.
Oh, man.
Oh, here we go. I remembered one more of my discs, and it had like a little tagline. It was the Explosivo. We don't know what it's about, but it's good to go.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Oh. There you go.
I don't have anything else on Wild Discs. I assume that Clippy doesn't have anything else.
Probably not.
Ian, you got anything else on Tenacious Discs?
No, I remembered my Explosivo joke, and I was like, all right, there we go. Got to get that in there.
Right. I've got my
marketing pitch from ChatGPT. So this is an AI-powered company now, apparently, and we'll see how this goes. I have low expectations.
Oh, it's going to be stellar.
Introducing Trunk Thumper Discs, the ultimate choice for those who demand maximum thumping power and precision on the course. Whether you're a seasoned pro or novice just starting out, our discs will help you hit harder, thump harder, and take your game to new heights. Crafted from the finest materials and imbued with subtle yet powerful thumping energy. This is just copying shit from before, okay. Our discs are designed to dominate the competition and leave your opponents in awe. With a range of plastic types choosing from, including Thump Master Pro, Thump-O-Matic, Thumpzilla, and Limb Lopper, you'll be sure to find the disc that fits your unique style and skill level. Our putters just basically says everything I had before. And then it finishes with, it literally just copied and made sentences out of it. Like, I mean, it condensed it, but
yeah.
Hit harder, thump harder, and experience the ultimate thump with Trunk Thumper Discs. Choose your plastic, choose your disc, and dominate the competition with our powerful and reliable range of disc golf gear. That last part isn't too bad.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure you could have just had it rewrite the lyrics to tub thumping, but just it's trunk thumping, and that's your marketing pitch. That's it. You play one song, and you're done.
Yep.
All right. Well, with that, as unofficial or maybe official commissioner of the disc golf brand's draft, I hereby declare that Trunk Thumper Discs is on the clock.
Oh, hey, should we explain to our listeners and viewers what it is we're drafting before we get into it?
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah. So we are, as I said, we're going to draft some pros that we are going to have represent our disc golf company.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to draft, I believe we agreed on 6 MPO and 4 FPO in whatever order you would like from that. So if you want to get all 4 FPO out of the way early, be my guest. If you want to get all 6 MPO out of the way early, go for it. You want to do a mix, go for it. Basically, as I said, we're going to draft them based on, I think each of us probably has unique criteria on how we're going to do this. Clippy is going to take the best available. We're basically going to flip a coin. Heads, he's going to take an MPO. Tails, he's going to take an FPO. And, we'll kind of go from there.
Yep, that sounds good.
I think that about explains it. So, anything you guys have to add?
No.
Nope.
All right, then let's get to it. Joe, with your first pick, you are taking whom?
Well, this is a player who is nearly 3 times ahead in dominance index as second place. I'm going with the strategy of picking someone who will guarantee me a podium every tournament, except for one in the last year and a half, and that's Kristen Tatar.
You son of a bitch.
I mean, come on. Whoever got first pick taking Kristen. Like, it's not even close. Her dominance index just went up almost 10 points to just a shade under 130. I don't know what that's totally based on, but Katrina Allen is rated at a 51.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah. Yeah, that's my pick.
Yep.
All right. Ian, you're up next.
Well, I'm just going to go ahead and scoop up the MPO then, and I'll throw in with Richard Wysocki.
Ooh.
Sake bomb. Feel like he would get behind the rock and roll lifestyle of Tenacious Discs.
I'd say so.
Yeah, that seems fair. So you're going with Ricky Wysocki. Clippy then is going to flip a coin, and he's going to take an FPO player, which really sucks for me.
Yeah,
I'm very unhappy about that.
Because he's taking Katrina.
Yes, because he's going to take Katrina Allen, which really messes up my my bid to get Big Cat on my discs here.
Well, you could get Low Cat, Cat merch.
Shut up. That's a later pick, dang it.
You didn't have to tell us that was happening.
Oh, man.
Clippy's now going to scoop up all the cats.
Maybe. Yeah. We'll see. So that brings us to my first pick, and I am going to pick Eagle, of course.
Okay.
Because who doesn't want to throw Eagle's Eagle in for Eagle?
Nice.
You know, got to go with the branding synergy here.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
So Google says that's too much synergy and says, nope, that's spam.
Yeah, that might be an option. And then I'm going to go ahead and go to my FPO, flag bearer here. And I'm going to pick up Paige.
Mm-hmm.
And she and I are going to promptly start working on the goat line.
Nice.
Because she is the goat FPO player. So
does that mean you're going to take Ken Climo as your sixth pick? Even though he doesn't play anymore. Even though he doesn't play anymore. I don't think he's even listed on world rankings because he doesn't play Open
he's
anymore.
He's not, but maybe he's going to be my brand ambassador, and we're just going to get him out of his crappy deal.
Oh, that was good timing.
What was that?
That was a sound effect fart.
All right. Let's see who Clippy's taking. He's going to take another FPO player.
Well, so Missy.
Yeah, Clippy's going hard here on the FPO side. So you said, according to UDisc, it's Missy.
Yeah, because I took Kristen. Clippy took Katrina. You took Paige. Mm-hmm. So we're down to four. Yep.
Wow. FPO going hard here.
Yeah. Well. you don't want to know who's in fifth. That's a rough joke right now.
Yeah. Ian, you are up.
You know what? He's young, he's viral, and not viral. I can't use words today. Whew, good thing we're doing a podcast. Anyway, he's right about the correct age for my brand of humor, Ganon Burr.
Son of a bitch.
Ah.
Okay. Now.
Good pick.
Good pick, yes. Good pick. Well.
Joe just hates it.
Yeah, because I was going to take him because he's very tall and gangly, very tree-like.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
That's
but
fair. That's fair.
Screw you, Joe. You're going to get two picks in a row.
Yeah. Let's see. Do I go? How do I want to do this?
Go with FPO number five.
Yeah. I'm going to keep those jokes off the podcast right now because I choose life.
This I was like, this isn't our circle jerk.
Disc golf circle jerk. I'm going to go with someone who carves up the woods, generally speaking, at Chris Dickerson.
Ooh, okay.
If I can spell. And FPO, or do I go MPO? You know, I think I will go with It's going to be a bold choice here. This is going to be another MPO person. This is someone who definitely has the power to represent and throw Trunk Thumper discs with the best ability. Most perfect throwing form. And dear God, the discs keep flying because they're just terrified of him. Ezra Aderhold.
No! Ah! Dang it. He was like... He was like my fourth pick.
You know, I wasn't certain that I was going to get Ezra because he's definitely getting a lot better. He's 17 in the world right now, but like,
yeah,
you know, we're not going necessarily for the top.
Yeah, we want a well-rounded brand here.
Yes. So, Ian.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and pick up my first FPO. Ooh. I'm going to take... Gonna take Miss Ryan because she is, if nothing else, tenacious. And again, gonna really get that brand recognition out there.
Fair enough.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Climbing the ranks, dog.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So that brings us to Clippy. Clippy is going to pick his first MPO player. So by my count, that brings us
Son of a bitch. Calvin. Damn it. I actually should have taken him.
I was gonna also, because I was like, oh, I got some like Hyman jokes in there that I was like.
Oh, man.
RJ's like, oh, thank God I didn't have to.
Son of a bitch.
All right. My turn now. Yep. I gotta think about who's gonna get picked up here.
Yep.
All right, I'm... You know, I can't believe he hasn't been picked up yet. He's gonna help sell a lot of discs. You know, hopefully some of that money's gonna go towards some good conservation projects. And, you know, when you talk about wild discs, you gotta have the claws. So we're going with McBeast.
The way you were talking, I wasn't sure if you're going the Nico route, the Simon route, or the Paul route.
Well, so I'm actually then going to turn around because my next couple FPO options are still a ways away. And I'm going to get a really solid MPO team going here because I'm also going to pick up Simon.
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to follow what's their face, his current sponsor, and get the Axolotl. Yeah, Axolotl. MVP. Yeah, MVP. Thank you.
Yep.
You know, so we're going to get those on some discs as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're probably going to get the Axolotl putter going.
All right.
So, all right.
That is my fourth round pick. And that brings us back to Clippy. Clippy is going to flip his coin and wow. Clippy's going hard on the FPO side.
Son of a bitch. No.
Just picked up Owen.
Yep.
So he's going to pick up Owen Scoggins.
Damn it.
Clippy is a big believer in the women's game here.
Clippy really is.
That was going to be one of my picks.
Oh, man. You thought it was going to be one of your picks.
You thought it was.
Yeah. I also thought it was going to be one of my picks, too.
Oh, man. So that brings us to Ian. Who are you going with next? Knowing that Clippy is going hard on the women's game.
Yeah, I'm starting to run out of names that I really actually like recognize that it's like, hey,
yeah,
I know for sure I could like get a synergy joke in there. I do like her last name of Bloomroos.
Hannah?
But, yeah. It's just or Blomruz.
Yep.
Yeah, I like the last name, but I think I'm gonna have to go with Valerie Mondawano. Mondahano. Thank you.
Yep. Oof. All right. Since everybody seems to be taking my FPO picks here, I'm going to go with some people that, because I watch and pay attention to a whole bunch of the FPO rounds because of them being on first and not being when I'm at work. I'm going to take Ella Hansen, who is definitely an up and comer. Almost won her first tournament this year.
Ooh.
Nice. And then gave it to Kristen Tatar.
And Joe, after your Ella Hansen pick, go ahead and take us through who you have so far.
So far, I've got for MPO Chris Dickerson and Ezra Aderhold. And then FPO, Kristen Tatar and Ella Hansen.
Okay. Go ahead and Ian, who do you have then?
I've got for MPO, I've got Gannon Burr, Ricky Waisaki, and then I've got Natalie Ryan and Valerie.
Okay. For Clippy's got Katrina Allen, Missy Gannon. What?
No, never. Sorry. My brain farted. I had my writings down incorrectly. I corrected myself as I was saying it. You're good.
Gotcha. So Clippy has Calvin on the MPO side. He's got Katrina Allen, Missy Gannon, and Owen Scoggins on the women's side. And then for myself, on the women's side, I have Paige Pierce. On the men's side, I have Eagle McMahon, Paul McBeast, and Simon Lazat. So let's go ahead and continue on with our fifth round now. And Joe, who do you have for the fifth round?
All right. So since I know Clippy is going after the women in his Clippy fashion, I'm going with Holland Handley. I know she's got a new sponsor this year, but she has been right up there in contention in a lot of these tournaments. So we'll see.
I like that pick. So
I'm going to be scooping up Mr. Kyle Klein.
Ooh. Michigan, because yay.
His small last name will... I don't know. Sorry, I had a joke and I lost it. It was a little joke because his last name in German means little.
All right. So Clippy is going to now go after a men's player.
That's a change.
Yeah. He's changing up his draft strategy. So, by my count, that will be Anthony Barella.
Yep.
So, I will go ahead and mark him off the board. And that means that it's my turn now.
Yep.
And I'm going to turn around and I'm going to pick up Haley King.
Okay.
To add to my women's side, I've got, you know, the greatest of her generation in Paige Pierce. So I want a young up-and-comer. So I'm going to go with Haley King. And, you know, probably somehow market in some King and King of the Jungle and...
King Crab.
Lion.
King Kong.
King Crab or something, you know. I'll make that
Larry
work
King?
Somehow. No, I already have some tortoise-themed discs. So, that brings me to my sixth round pick. Oof. And this is where it gets tricky, because I don't know where I want to go next.
Mm-hmm.
I have three men, two women, so I'm halfway filled on each of them. I'm going to go with... let's go ahead and go with... Let's go with Nicholas Antilla. Antilla?
Antilla. He's Antilla. Finnish. Yes.
Yeah, we're gonna go after him to broaden our base of people.
Yep.
That we're marketing to, and we're gonna go for the European demographic.
Yep.
So that's my sixth round pick. Clippy is going to take another MPO player.
Wow.
Which by my count is Joel Freeman. If I've done that correctly.
Yes. That should be his pick.
Yep.
Yes. So that is Clippy. That is me. Ian, who are you going for next?
We're going to be picking up Nate Sexton, I believe.
Son of a gun!
Man, I believe that was going to go with the whiskey. We had a whole promotion set up and everything.
Hey, Ian, everyone hated that pick.
I know.
Even Clippy.
Because it literally works for all of our branding.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to get him first.
Good choice. Yeah.
Good choice.
Sexy tunes, my friends. Sexy tunes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Well, now that he's off the board, where are you going next, Joe?
To the bone train. Sorry.
So by my count, you have
We're about to die. Why do you keep making that joke?
Oh, man. So by my count, you have 3 FPO, 2 MPO. So you're going to go a little MPO heavy here.
I'm going to finish off my FPO here first. Okay. And I am torn between two people right now.
I mean, you're making the right choice. Make sure the ladies are always finished first.
Exactly. I'm going to go with... Ooh, this is a tough one. They've both been playing well recently, but technically, Macy has dropped 2 spots. So we're going to go with Sayonata.
Okay.
No.
She was not on my board, so I'm okay with this.
Yep. I'm winging this, so I have no board. We're going to have to say. So, right. Nothing says trunk thumper discs like Roll Tide. So, I'm going to have to go with Matteo.
Oh, good pick.
He has good yet pick. To really win, but. He's always finds himself in the top 10.
I don't know how I missed him on my board.
That's
a mistake on my part.
He's 12th right now.
Yeah. No, that's a good pick. That's a good pick. Yep. So, Nian brings us back to you.
Yes. Say.
Very interesting.
I think I am going to scoop up Bradley Williams.
Okay.
On the MPO side.
The Texan.
Texan. Mm-hmm. He's. I've noticed that he's becoming a name that keeps cropping up, like. Creeping up the lists, so I was like,
"Yep,
I recognize it."
The proctologist, he's up in there.
Oh no!
I'm not the first person to make that joke, so.
So let's see. Clippy is going to pick another men's player here. So he's going to pick Isaac Robinson.
Yep, that's a good pick.
Yeah, I was going in between Williams and Robinson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Understandable. All right, so that brings me to my next pick. I'm, I think that what my company needs is some cat merch. So we're going to pick up cat merch.
Nice. Nice. Do you is that all of your FPO then?
No, I still need one more. So okay. I've got Paige, Haley, and Kat. And let's see. I feel pretty good with where my my MPO lineup is right now. So I'm going to go ahead and fill out my FPO lineup. And just because I think she can sell discs like no one else, I'm going to go with Kona Montgomery.
Yep. Yeah, that's not a bad option. I thought you were going to go with the commentary, half of the commentary duo of Two Hot Geese and pick up Jessica Weiss.
Yeah, that would have been another good one.
Yeah.
A lot of good options. I went for Kona because her custom ones are...
Her artwork is amazing.
Yeah. Her artwork is amazing. So that brings us back to Clippy.
Oh, Clippy.
And
that bastard.
Clippy's going to go ahead and take another MPO player.
Son of a bitch. James Proctor.
Yep, he'll take James Proctor.
Damn it.
Damn you, Clippy. Damn
you. Here I am thinking like, yeah, I've got some good sneaky picks here that I could get. Nope.
No, you can't.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and scoop up Jessica Weiss. Because, you know, maybe she'll sell some discs on that commentary.
Maybe.
That's fair.
So. Do you think when this comes out, it'll make us more attractive?
You know, to the ladies? Well, yeah. I mean, I've been getting ready.
We're gonna stop there.
Joe, you're up next. You have your four FPO players.
Yep.
So by my count, this has to be an MPO player.
Yep.
Unless you're going extra hard on the FPO side.
No, I'm not. I'm going to go ahead and
one's all up. You need.
Yep. Gonna go ahead and pick up someone who will actually sell a lot of discs, too, most likely. That will be Mr. KJ USA Kevin Jones.
Oh, you son of a gun. I like that pick.
Yes. He's actually been doing a lot better this year, too.
Actually, Joe, I hate that pick, but
yeah, I know.
Anyway, your ninth round pick. Penultimate pick.
Well, I don't know who could potentially be more in tune with nature, more in tune with himself, really got his chi on straight. One, James Conrad.
Oh, you son of a gun. That was going to be my... Oh.
You thought I was going somewhere else with that one, didn't you?
I thought you were going Nico.
I thought about it, but I thought Disc Golf Jesus was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I was tempted to go with Linux Carlson, but...
Those are my next two picks, dang it.
So I got to figure out my last one, and hopefully none of you... Hopefully Take Clippy it. Doesn't steal it. Clippy, yep. That bastard.
Yep. So... Ian, you are up. Your penultimate pick.
I'm at 1-1 left, right? If I
yep. So you can go either way here.
I'm gonna scoop up Miss Emily Beach.
Okay. I thought you would have went for Rebecca Cox, to be honest.
I thought that was too obvious, and I was like, too on the nose for Tenacious Discs, but I was like...
Rebecca Cox and Vanessa Van Dyken, like...
But I was like, we could get a good Sex on the Beach joke in there.
Oh, yes. Oh yes.
Man. I was like...
So,
before we get totally killed, Clippy.
Yes. Clippy will take the last FPO player of the draft. With Let's see. I believe that's henna.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It appears to be. So,
well,
there we go.
She's doing a lot better than she was last year, so that's good.
Yeah. So, all right. Then, for me, I need two men's players here. For my ninth pick, I'm going to go ahead and pick up Linus.
All right.
Nope, that was the wrong thing. Again, going to try to appeal to that broader market here.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, so right now, my FPO lineup is Paige Pierce, Haley King, Kat Murch, and Kona Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Kona Star Montgomery.
Yeah, I was going to say, you almost said Panis there.
No. Who would do that?
I don't know.
Macy
Walker.
My MPO side is going to be Eagle, Paul, Simon, Nicholas Antilla. Antilla.
Yep, somewhere in there.
Linus Carlson. And, you know, to pair with my goat line, to go with Paige, and I'm actually going to pull out somebody who's not an active disc golfer. I am going to draft Ken Climo.
All right.
I just want to put his name on my discs and, you know, let him sell.
Yeah.
Let him sell as part of the goat line. He gets a buck, you know. The conservation stuff gets a buck. Yes, his reimbursement is actually we're doing it old dowry style, and that he'll get two goats per every 100 discs sold.
Oh man!
That brings us to Clippy. So Clippy currently has his full FPO team is Kat Allen, Missy Gannon, Owen Scoggins, and Henna Blumroos.
Mm-hmm.
His MPO side is Calvin, Anthony Barella, Joel Freeman, Isaac Robinson, James Proctor, and, of course, he will be picking Corey Ellis.
Yep. Good. You haven't picked who I want to pick so far.
So, that brings us to Ian. Ian, would you like to run us through your team before you make your last pick?
Sure. We see, we've got, I've got blah, 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 blah. Natalie Ryan, brain fart, where did you go? Words. Sorry, I hid it behind other things. Valerie Monduano. Yeah, I said that one right? Yeah, okay, there we go.
Mostly. No.
Mondahano.
Yeah.
Just move on.
Trust me. I
keep trying to get it right. Out of actual trying to get it right, I'm just bad at words.
I know.
Jessica Weiss Emily Beach on mm-hmm. the FPO side. We've then got Gannon Burr, Ricky Waisaki, Kyle Klein, where did you go, brain? Nate Sexton, and for my final peek.
Forgot Bradley Williams.
But... I did forget Bradley Williams. I'm sorry, Bradley. You kind of look like Walmart Jack Black in your photo, and I forgot.
That is fantastic.
That's on brand.
Yep.
Adderhold, has anyone scooped him up yet?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. I was like, I thought, right?
Yep, I did.
Then, that's what I thought. And, where are you going? I was going to go with Chris Clemens because, again, their photo looks like it would be absolutely on brand with Tenacious Discs.
I almost picked him. He was almost going to be my last pick, the Clemenade. But I decided to go with someone who I know will hustle and sell a lot of discs. And someone I'm surprised that RJ didn't pick up on the MPO because of the Dark Horse branding, one Brody Smith. RJ, you have missed out on some great cross promotion there.
Oh, what am I doing? I'll trade you Ken Climo.
Nah. I think, you know what? We should track all of our players and see how they do over the next 2 months. Ken Climo is probably going to weigh you down a little bit there.
Yeah, but I feel pretty good with having Paul and Simon.
Yeah.
And Eagle when he's healthy and doesn't have a broken wing.
Yeah.
You know, if I was smart, I also would have gotten Aaron Gossage.
Yeah, that's someone else I thought you were going to get too, Aaron Goose Gossage.
Yeah, I also thought about getting Andrew Fish.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's pretty active and funny on Twitter. Yeah. Does some commentary.
Adam Hams.
Well, I was going to say Hams. Yeah.
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 Vino Macula.
Yep.
Do like a Mako or something, even though I think that's a disc for something else.
Yeah. Trying to look through here to see who else.
Gosh, how did I miss Brody? That was a...
I don't know. I was kind of surprised when I was like, wait a minute, he's still here?
Yeah. Okay. No, that was...
He's still here.
Dang. That's a good pick there.
That's just... not someone I would have thought would have been picked last, just for what we were doing. If we were going for a real fantasy draft... Okay, yeah.
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 Could have gone with Chanimal.
Yep.
Dang.
Who else on the women's side? I'm sure there's more.
Raven Newsom would have been a good one for me.
You could have doubled up and gone with Raven Klein from the women's side.
Yep. Another one that I thought about doing was Colton Montgomery.
Yeah. Hmm. What about...
You could have done
Mason Ford, too. Could have had the Mustang line. You could have done Lydia Lyons, Tiger Borth. We're really getting into some names that I don't know, and I pay attention to a lot. They have them ranked through 64th.
Hmm. Yep.
Your last pick, Joe?
Yes,
I did.
He did.
Brody Smith.
Do you want to go through the rest of your team, then?
What is in your glass? I don't believe you that it's water.
It's been a very long 2 weekends. I haven't had a single day that hasn't had like at least one large like event of some kind.
Sweet.
I'm so tired.
So here's my lineup, starting with the men's side first. I've got Chris Dickerson, Ezra Aderhold, Matty O, Kevin Jones, James Conrad, and Brody Smith. For the FPO, took more of the we're just going to try to win rather than be on the podium rather than marketing for the MPO. Kristen Tatar, Ella Hansen, Holland Hanley, and Sayonada. Two of those have won a tournament this year so far.
Yeah.
And they've all been on the podium for at least once. Besides winning for those two. So, yeah.
Go team. I think I like all of our teams here.
Yep.
I think mine is the most, like, heavy name brand. I think I'm the Innova of this.
Yeah.
Yep. Agreed.
You know, I splurged the big money on the big names.
Yep.
Joe, I think you have a pretty all-around team. Ian, same thing. Clippy went hard on the women's side. He's a big believer in women's disc golf.
Yep. I mean,
so maybe why not? Clippy's actually a girl?
Clippy is a feminist.
Yes.
What can we say?
Yes.
So yep.
I think that's a good place to leave this one off.
I think so, too.
Would this podcast like help with its feminism?
Oh, God.
All right.
Yes.
Ian, thank you for bringing the fourth member of our podcast here today.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Speaking of fourth members, I actually will be in the past host's neck of the woods this summer.
Gonna
wind up passing through his areas as I go up to Door County to do some camping.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I guess you kind of do pass by
Green Bay. Like, yeah, sort you're of. Not like you don't like go through it, but you no, skirt but around
you,
it.
You skirt it, yeah.
It's close enough. It's closer yes. than I usually am to
it. Closer than any of us are. I mean, you're still the closest.
It's true.
Yep. So, Joe,
Yarp.
Thank you for reminding me that my picks are bad and I should feel bad.
You're welcome.
And, yeah, I think that pretty well rounds.
Only slightly still... late.
Yeah, I tried.
I still argue that I have the best disc golf branding and, you know, I have the best synergy. So, yeah. viewers, thank you for watching us.
For a really long time.
Are you laying down some flute tracks in here? Sorry.
That's a trombone.
Anyway, before we get really, really off the rails, viewers, thank you for sticking with us. Listeners, thank you for sticking with us.
Yep.
If you want to watch this, you can find this on YouTube/Joe's Disc Golf. If you want to listen to this, you can get us wherever you get your major podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for your time. And enjoy your rounds. Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Later.